Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane, Vice President of Governmental Relations with NCBA. Back with Ethan in just a moment.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
The Congress has passed and the President has signed the COVID relief package and the omnibus spending bill for the rest of the fiscal year 2021. Ethan Lane, Vice President for Governmental Relations with the National Cattlemen's and Beef Association, says there's a bunch of stuff in both of the measures that are important to the beef cattle business. As far as the budget bill is concerned,
I know there's a couple of things that were kind of extended that you're really been paying a lot of attention to: livestock mandatory reporting and also ELDs. Tell me about those.
Yeah, livestock mandatory reporting has been extended with this funding bill through the end of the fiscal year, so the end of September. That kind of effectively gives us that 1 year extension that everybody has been asking for to continue working on a full 5 year reauthorization of livestock mandatory reporting. That's good news. That gives us some more time to, you know, some of the other proteins have had some issues this year that they're trying to work on. Obviously, we've been in a robust conversation in the cattle industry on price discovery, the cash trade component. That's something NCBA has been working really hard on. This gives everybody a little more breathing room to keep working on those issues and get this right in order to get a full 5 year reauthorization. So that's a good, it's a good development. You know, there was some concern that that might lapse, that that critical reporting mechanism would no longer be there. We're through that. We've got it reauthorized for long enough that we can go to work now and get a full 5 year reauthorization completed, hopefully by September 30th.
Almost under the cover of all this hoopla with the COVID relief package, the omnibus and the like, separately, Secretary Perdue made a very interesting announcement regarding the intention to move forward with the move from FDA to USDA on gene editing for animals. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, this is something we've been talking to them about for quite some time now, the other protein groups as well. We always talk about the need to have USDA at the table and in the driver's seat on these issues that are so important for animal agriculture. Obviously, FDA has their role as well, but USDA understands what we do and how we do it. So them asserting themselves in this conversation is a really important step. You know, we're really pleased that they did it. We're grateful to USDA for taking that step and moving this forward. What it really does, given the timing, is set out a marker for the new administration that, hey, we've asserted that this is an important conversation for USDA to be a part of. It's now up to that transition team to pick up that ball and run with it. We'll certainly be working with them to help them understand how important that is, and hopefully they'll take that cue from the outgoing Purdue team and move forward with it. And
I know that you've watched carefully the transition team and the announcement, especially this climate change team that's going to kind of be within the White House and include the EPA administrator that they've proposed that will be nominated. But it also includes, it looks like, former EPA administrator Gina McCarty. She's going to be back into the mix again. Your thoughts about how the cattle industry will fit into this whole conversation about climate change in the new administration?
Well, we've been expecting to see this be kind of the marquee issue for this Biden team. So there's no surprise there. We also have seen throughout his staffing choices so far a strong, notion towards returning to some of those veterans from the Obama team and populating some of these positions with those folks that really know these issues. So, you know, seeing Gina McCarthy return to the fold is also not a surprise. We're pleased at some of the choices that he has made, though, with new faces or faces that were involved, you know, not as an agency head in the Obama years, Michael Regan being one of them. You know, the reports out of North Carolina during his time leading environmental efforts for the state down there is that he is somebody that agriculture can work with. He has been open to talking about how animal agriculture fits into some of those conversations. He has not been an adversary. You know, Ray Starling, I think, put it best. He said, look, this is a guy who certainly has views that are left of center, but he's somebody that's open and willing to have a conversation, and that's something we can work with. So we're looking forward to Michael Regan coming into that spot and look forward to having a dialogue with him and see if we can have a more proactive relationship than we had in the Obama years with EPA. And kind of maybe put some of that past behind us and find some common ground on some of these issues, whether it be the navigable waters protection rule or emissions reporting or whatever else.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.